And Marky's at the breakfast table, and he said, "See what you made me?" He was mad at us because I had made him come to the dinner table. And he said, breakfast table, actually. His hands dirty, and then he said, "See what you made me?" He meant, "See what you made me do? You made me get my hands dirty." Of course, it had nothing to do, really, with what I had done. You did, I know, yeah.
Well, that keeps on snagging, pulling your jacket thread. That's the part, not the slide, all the metal thing. It doesn't hurt it, it's that wood.
Mm-hmm. So do you understand the rules now?
Well, this wood doesn't have it.
Okay, let me tell you about, so there is some wood that is called hardwood. Okay? And hardwood doesn't splinter. Okay? It's very, very hard. This is called oak, and it's hardwood, and it doesn't form splinters. You see the difference?
Ross is describing some pictures that he drew. This is May 28th.
And this one is Marty in his little spaceship. And he landed in his little binded hideout. Where binded, I asked him what binded was. And he said, "Binded means whoever touches it gets beat up." Why does that, Ross? Why does that mean?
Whoever touches it gets beat up.
Uh-huh. And why does it mean that?
Because I want to show you how it works. So, you see, it goes around this circle, goes into there, and jumps into there, and then goes into the glove, and people get beat up when they touch the glove.
I see. And is it because it starts with a B, is that right?
Yeah.
That's what I told you earlier. Okay, now what is this one?
Swamp monster.
What?
Swamp monster.
Okay, can I write that down? Is there anything else you want to tell?
Swamp monster, and these baby swamp monster flying with their kids floating behind them.
A swamp monster and his baby swamp monster, right? Where's the baby? Oh, right here. Anything else about this?
Yeah. Right, that there's a maze to get to his baby.
Okay. The next one?
That's Feet Man.
Okay.
I forgot to draw another leg.
Okay. No, how many legs does it have?
It has three.
Okay.
Thanks.
Mr. Long Arms?
Yeah, they call him that.
Okay, let's put this over here. Wait.
Well, I'm Mr. Long Arms. He said, "Yeah, well, stop calling me Long Arms. You can call me Mr., but not
Not long, long arm. About long-armed man. They can't call him that. Now, we forgot to do a couple of these, Russ. We did Marty and his little spaceship. What about this one?
The Millennium Falcon. Okay.
Can you write Millennium Falcon? Can you write that? Can you spell it? Yeah.
In some clouds that trap them in Cloud City.
Okay, good. Now, let's see about this one. Oh, you have to work on that some more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay, well, wait. We've got some more work to do. Wait, let's not do that yet. Let's hold off on that.
I can do it.
No, not yet. We got some more of these to label. No, you can do those real fast, but you can get back to it later. We have some more we have to give names to. Now, what's this one?
That is Beatman. Beatman is sad and he's lonely with someone who, and he wants someone to play with. So he decides to call his friend Beatman, Underman. That he thinks will try to be on the dark side of his life.
How about this one?
Pac-Man staring right at a 50-armed gorilla. It's not really 50. I mean, gorilla.
Mm-hmm. The four arms, is that right?
Four.
Looks like more than four.
Oh, one, two, three, four, five. Oh, five. Oh, it can be 54, five on gorilla.
Okay. And what's that at the bottom? That Pac-Man too?
Then Pac-Man is mad because the 50, 45 arm gorilla bit his nose.
Really?
It's really supposed to be to make the freckles.
Who is it?
He's supposed to be Charlie Brown. That just had his birthday.
Oh, good.
Know how many years, how much he is now?
How old?
He's 5 years old.
Great. He's almost as old as you are.
No. I'm going to be going to first grade soon.
Yeah, but you'll be six.
Yeah, but and you'll still be five.
That's true. How about this one?
Frankenstein and Count Dracula have stolen. Frankenstein has bashed down some doors so Count Dracula couldn't get in. So Count Dracula could get in and suck the people's blood.
Oh, I see. Was he have blood on his mouth there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really know what he did to people. He was really horrible because he starved them.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. You heard about that in the program, remember?
No,
we heard
didn't.
A program about Dracula.
Yeah, but he didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I knew it all along, just like I pretended like I was scared when you said that.
I know. Okay, now we'll put this in here. Move this a little here. Okay. Now, next thing is we're going to look at your beginning eye book. Did you do a good job on that?
I couldn't do it.
Why? What is it supposed to be?
Well, the inchworm is supposed to be the Can't draw it, Dad.
Like that, right?
Needs to be stuck.
Oh, it needs to be stuck on. Oh. Well, you couldn't stick it, huh?
No, because I wasn't there on the
good job.
Day.
I know, you missed a couple days because of your teeth. Okay, eyes look good. Okay, now what is this?
Whenever he says the word, whenever he says word with eye, you circle. If he says a word with no eye, it erects.
I see. Mm-hmm.
You keep going circle,
isn't that
X,
ink, though?
X, circle, circle, X, circle.
Good, good. And what do you do here? Circle the word, the one with A?
No, circle first in the red box, circle the one, the apple that's yellow. Then in the orange box, circle blue.
Oh, I see.
In the yellow box, circle the green.
Mm-hmm.
In the green box, circle the green. In the blue box, circle the yellow. And in the last box, circle the blue ink.
Very good. Ink, olives, and apples. Okay, these are lids, right? And you fit them on their boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you draw me which one goes with which?
I need the scissors.
No, just draw a line. You don't have to cut it. Just okay. Draw me a line. Good. Good. Marky is playing with his soft animals, Icy and Bison. He said, I want them to be astronauts, and I want them to fly and fly so they won't get shooting by the head. In other words, so they won't get shot in the head. That was shooting with a S-H-O-O-T-E-N. I told Russ I was going to the food store, and he said, Dad, when you're there, now this is something you don't have to do. Remember, it's a choice. You can get M&Ms, or you can get Reese's Pieces, or you don't have to get anything. It's a choice, Dad. This is, those were verbatim from Russ, verbatim comments. Ross was out, took me outside to show me a trick that he was doing, and he blew it. He said, this is what I'm going to do, and he swung across and tried to jump, but he didn't do a good job. And he came back and tried again the other way and didn't do a good job. And then he said, this is what I wanted to show you all along. And he did it, and he swung on his two rings and leaped off at the end, did a good job. And I'm sorry, he swung, leaped off, and then he said, this is what I wanted to show you all along. And it was after he had finished doing it. That's the first time I ever heard that phrase, this is what I wanted to all along. Ross is going to tell the rest of the Ewok story, okay? Do you want the lights off?
No.
This is a continuation from last night.
After the form of the Jedi Knight, Luke Skywalker appeared. After he appeared, the little Ewoks climbed up on him and sucked one, and one said, "Goo goo, Mama." And gave him a bottle to suck, full of milk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, thank you, it has vitamins in it. And he says, you bananas.
Yeah.
I said, thanks, banana brain. And the little when little Ewok said Chewbacca said he said would you please give me banana brain, and he really meant banana custard pie. To slam his face, and then Chewbacca gave it to him, and he slammed it on his bottom instead of his face. And then he went sat down in a chair and he says, "Ooh, baby gum is on my floor. Let me take a look at the chair. I will make sure it doesn't have any glue. No way, it doesn't have any glue."
Blue.
Mm-hmm. And then, Dobba.
Okay, but what happened in the end to the Ewoks? Did you tell me the part about them racing on motorcycles through the forest?
And then...
What?
Then they thought that some of the stormtroopers would come out with little... Psy motorcycles with rockets under the seats. So they took their little rocket motorcycles and drove on them. When Louis walks, said to Han Solo, he was called Banana Split. He said to Han Solo, "Give me a banana split. I like to split them in my brain." He talks not really good. He's like, "Please." And then he says, "Here you go," he says, "Thank you." That means thank you. And then we're like, "Splat." He said, "Splat," when he splatted the pie in his face.
Now, is that the end of the story of Return of the Jedi?
No. Then,
how does it end?
Then one stormtrooper came out with a rocket motorcycle, and the little Ewok said, "Want a banana split?" And he said, "Sure." And he asked Han Solo, "Can I have a banana split?" And he said, sure, if you say thank you. He said, "You're welcome, thank you." And then he said, "Thank you, you're welcome, Han."
Very good.
And then he said, "Here's your banana splat," and he splatted right in his face.
Well, we've already done that, Ross. Okay, now, what happens next? What happens next in the story?
It's not a banana splat.
Split!
Banana split goes splat.
Splat around the stormtroopers. Face.
Is then, there any more part to the story?
Yeah.
What else happened?
Then, when Han Solo saw a stormtrooper coming out of a little spaceship with walking, driving a little spaceship like with rocket on the top, he said, "Boom!" He raised up his gun and shot and went bang, and then. And then the rocket shot right aiming at him. He turned around. He made his motorcycle turn around. And then the rocket ship said, "Can I have a platinum banana pie?" And he said, "Sure. Oh, thank you. I'll splat right in your face. Oh, no thanks. I'll take that away from you." And he took it away. And splatting his face instead.
Well, is that the end of the story?
No.
He doesn't use guns, he uses bananas.
Well, let's hear the end of the story. How does the story end? Okay, here's the end of the
secret.
Give me the happy ending.
No, I want to keep it secret.
Well, what about
secret?
Darth Vader?
Then Darth Vader appeared, and Luke Skywalker said, "Oh, can I have a banana split?"
I
said, "No, you can have an ear cut off if you want." I said, "No, thanks. I don't have anything."
And then what happened?
And they said, you can have 50 bucks to have your hand cut off again. And they said, not another new hand. It hurts all along when I get it, even when you make it bloody.
Yeah.
And he said, I think you must be a magician. You think I must be an E.T.?
Do you think that Luke ever cut off Darth Vader's hand?
Yeah, in Return of the Jedi.
And I looked at him and he said, since he was gone, I ate it. Oh, yeah. Actually, he came out and he said, can somebody eat your sandwich? And Marty said, no. And Rossi said, somebody already did. And then I sort of frowned at him. And he said, since he was gone, I ate it. And I said, do you mean after he was gone or because he was gone? He said, because he was gone. That's why I ate it. I asked Marky. Marky said he wanted to return the Jedi cookies. And I said, I'll get them for you if you give me some love. And then he said, I can't. And I said, why? He said, because I have to brush teeth. I'll get cavities if I don't brush teeth. It's a nice case of giving me some reason for something.
When I'm done brushing teeth, I'll give you love.
You'll give me love. Okay, that was not the reason why he couldn't eat cookies. Can you eat cookies? Is it okay to eat cookies? Mm-mm. Is it okay to give Daddy love?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you going to have to brush your teeth?
Because I will get cavities.
But what if you don't eat cookies? Ross asked me if I wanted some raisin bread, and I said, sure. And he said, no, it's not all for you. All you have to do is cut it into one half, one for you and one for Mommy. Yeah. Marty said that next time when I sit at the table, I want duck. And Ross was trying to persuade him not to have it. He said, it's just nothing. It's, oh, that's super rabbit, and this is just nothing, this guy. What did you say about the duck? What? Just plain duck.
Just duck.
No, it's just duck. That's right. Just plain duck. Ross said, would you put some French toast on my syrup? I mean, put some syrup on my French toast. Ross asked me, do we have my McDonald's kite? And I never heard of this before, I told him. And I said, what is it? He said, they told me to get it, and I said, who did? The teachers did. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That means that you really got it up there. It kind of pulled on the string, didn't it?
Honey, I don't know what you're talking about, because I've never seen a McDonald's kite.
Have you seen them on the table when it came down on me?
You're the one who went and picked them up.
No.
You have to make a more active search, Brad.
What does it look like?
It has, like, a draw picture. Did he hold
when you get them up, you have to go to the boxes and look.